it's really bad. Yeah.
But we're not going to start the show till you sing. So
yeah, what do you want? What line? I mean,
sing happy birthday.
Oh, no, that's too easy. That's too easy. Okay, go.
Happy birthday to you.
That's not bad.
That's not even bad.
Really?
Yeah, I think you approached it a little Marilyn-y. Did you notice that?
Yeah, she was very little, breathy.
Happy birthday. Because I don't want you to hear my real voice, my belting. We should talk about Ben Simmons.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That's Mina Kimes, L. Duncan. It isn't anybody's birthday. We just wanted to make Mina sing, and I think we're all better for it.
Singing twinkle, is like, twinkle, to me, what...
a little star. Would Ben Simmons make sense for the Warriors?
I don't know. People that are smarter than me can't even figure this out. Ben Simmons needs to leave the Sixers. He told them that he's not going to report to training camp and that he wants a trade. He indicated that he might want to go to California, which, I mean, of all the states, a lot of people do want to go to California. Here's where we're at. The Warriors apparently have the best odds to be the team to get Ben Simmons. The issue with this trade, and we're going to talk this to death until I guess the season starts, and maybe even until the season's halfway over, is that the position that the Sixers are in is that Ben Simmons is not looking more attractive and is not going to look more attractive between now and when he potentially plays or doesn't play. Until the season starts, there's really no new data. We're just kind of rehashing this same conversation. And so teams are not quite incentivized to try to pony up and trade exactly what the Sixers want in exchange for Ben Simmons. Now, we know that Daryl Morey reached out to the Warriors before the draft and asked for a king's ransom for Ben Simmons, to which they were like, no, definitely no. And so there's probably no chance that they're going to be able to meet what it is the Sixers want, and they're going to have to lower their expectations. The question is, does it make sense for the Warriors? And as long as Draymond Green is there, not shooting from the perimeter, I don't know if adding another guy like that to your team is necessarily the right move. And so I guess we will see what happened. Do you think I'm going to have a definitive answer for this question? I think it probably won't happen. It doesn't seem likely to happen. It doesn't seem like anybody needs it to happen except Ben Simmons and the Sixers.
Yeah, this has really big, like, you can't fire me, I quit energy. to your point, I think people are landing at the Warriors because if you take all of the California teams, by the way, there are four, but we all know he doesn't want to go to Sacramento. The Lakers, obviously, what are they going to do? They're going to trade Russell Westbrook away for Ben Simmons. That's not going to happen. The Clippers went all in on three-point shooting last year. That's not exactly Ben Simmons' strong suit. They're going to tempt fate and do that there. So they've landed at the Warriors because it could be interesting, obviously. He's got a lot of defensive skill. He's a transition guy. You could imagine him with Steph in some kind of way. The problem with the Warriors is you don't know who Klay is going to be, and you really would have to get rid of some of your young guys and some future draft picks, of which you have the capital to make it happen. So you'd have to be all in on winning this year, and you don't know how Klay is going to be. But the biggest wrinkle in all this is exactly what you said, Katie. It's the immediacy of what we remember from Ben Simmons. Can you imagine if, like, in the days after we found out that Tristan Thompson cheated on pregnant Khloe Kardashian, he like approached ABC and was like, you know what? All right, guys, I'll come on The Bachelor. What are you talking about? The image of you is that you are a POS. No one wants to see that. So all anyone can imagine at this point is Ben Simmons choking on a national stage, on a world stage, and missing a bunny. The idea that he thinks he has the leverage to sit back and say, I'm not playing for you anymore, is just, it's the kind of chutzpah I wish I had.
I just want to say I'd love to see Tristan Thompson on The Bachelor. Just want to throw that out there. It would be very entertaining. And so would, by the way, be Ben Simmons on the Warriors. It would be very entertaining. The question was, does this make sense for Golden State? And while it is a little tricky having him next to Draymond, who shoots like he's wearing a backpack, whereas Ben Simmons is just wearing the backpack, I think they could make it work. The problem is the Sixers side of things, or what the Sixers would hypothetically get from Golden State, which would not be the king's ransom they asked for. It would probably be some young players and draft picks. And the Sixers don't need young players and draft picks. They need to win now. And I think that's why this is so complicated, why it's hard to come up with a trade that works for the Sixers with any team, because you've got a team in Philadelphia that wants to win now trying to trade a superstar. There's a reason why that doesn't happen very often. Typically, when teams are trying to trade stars, it's because they suck. and they know they suck, but the Sixers do not suck. And so it wouldn't make sense for them to trade Ben Simmons for something they need in the future when they're trying to win in the present. That's why I think this is going to drag out for a really long time, because it's really hard to come up with a trade that makes sense for them between Golden State or any team.
Is Tony Romo crazy to compare Zach Wilson to Patrick Mahomes?
Zach Wilson is the Jets quarterback that everybody is suddenly rushing to say is going to be one of the great quarterbacks. Tony Romo invoked Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino. I feel like Chris Collinsworth has said that he's going to be incredible. Everybody is saying that this guy, based on his preseason, is going to be one of the greats, which, whoa, that would be awesome. So cool. Here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, I feel like, right? Robert Saleh, the head coach, came out and said, have some patience. This guy needs some time to adjust. Don't get your hopes up, essentially, in different words. And I feel like there must have been a reason that he said that. Even if it's just knowing that the kid doesn't handle pressure well, potentially, and he wants to mitigate that by being like, don't put all your eggs in this basket. He's going to look really good. But if he feels too much pressure on his shoulders, he may crumble. I don't know. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but there's got to be a reason that a smart head coach, I know it's his first year, but like Robert Saleh, he's very smart. He's got a good football mind, and I feel like he interacts well with his players, would come out and say something like that. And then Zach Wilson would come out and be very good. And here's why I'm worried. And I do want a little, I'm not saying I'm Mother Teresa, but I want a little bit of credit for this here. I feel bad for Jets fans. I feel really bad that we're getting so hyped up on a guy. They're going to put their eggs in this basket. And then potentially, if it doesn't work out, it's going to be awful for them. You don't understand how mean Patriots fans have been to the Jets over the last year. This is, they're seeing this as their moment that they can do this. And I feel like they're going to get their hopes up so much on this guy. And I just, it's too much pressure. Okay. I'm very sensitive to it. And I just want to remind you that Saleh said, chill out. So everybody should chill out on both sides.
So the Romo quote gave me a little bit of deja vu. And I realized it was because I think 3 years ago, 2018, Romo on the same like media call said about another Jets quarterback, he's got the great thing that all the great ones have. And that was, of course, Sam Darnold. And I say this not to cast shade at Tony Romo, because I also thought Sam Darnold would be really good. And maybe he still will be. But he walked into a terrible situation in New York, which we saw. And I think it's a reminder that arm talent is one thing, but circumstances matter a great deal, and we probably shouldn't overreact to the preseason until we see that arm talent in those circumstances facing regular season defenses. And I was really thrilled by what Zach Wilson did in the preseason. I thought he looked incredible. He also did it against backups. So again, this is not to say I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be the next Dan Marino. It's just to say, let's pump the brakes a little bit until week one.
Yeah, I don't think this is the worst prediction that Tony Romo's ever made in a career of making predictions, at least in his former life. I would say that probably his prediction that the Packers and Jaguars were going to go to the Super Bowl in a year that they won 11 games combined was probably the worst prediction. So it's not that bad. This is what we do, you guys. Like, this kind of stuff used to fire me up when I didn't work in sports, right? But this is what we do. This is the hot take time. We're like, what, 12 days away, 10 days away from the season starting? You're going to start hearing these signs of things. And we are very quick to sort of ascribe. We need comps. People love comps and comparisons, because let's be real, your average fan's not doing the groundwork that Amina Kimes is doing. They're not breaking down tape. They're not looking at the scout analysis. So people like comparisons. And when you hear someone say Patrick Mahomes, you think someone that's got mobility, that can extend plays, who's got a cannon of an arm, those kinds of things, right? And Zach Wilson, for all intents and purposes, has all of those things. He is obviously going to take his lumps. He is a rookie and he is in the Jets. I would just like to say this, though. anytime someone in a prep call starts talking about the AFC East and all of the great talent that is in it, like Tony Romo did, where he shouted out the Patriots and Mac Jones and how they're a real contender and the Dolphins are going to be legit too, and then of course described New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson as the next Patrick Mahomes, he didn't even mention literally the Bills, the team that's actually going to win this division, the team that actually has already an MVP caliber quarterback behind it. Could you imagine a world where someone like Mina Kimes leaves out the AFC East reigning division champs and people don't talk about that instead of the prediction? Please.
Agree. And I just want to say, as someone who has always endorsed Josh Allen and never been wrong, Bills Mafia. No one Google any of that.
Up next on HQ.
If you're a bunch of NBA players playing basketball with Adam Sandler, is it like when people play basketball with Barack Obama and there was an understanding that they were not to play defense? Did I just compare Adam Sandler to Barack Obama?
To Barack Obama?
Yes, you're certainly not the first.
Do you remember the Tesla truck? That's like the Tesla house. That's what that is.
Wow.
Like that house plugs in somewhere, right?
Wait, time out. I'm not going to gloss over the fact that you just said Tesla.
Who?
Is that, you don't say Tess, you just say, do you say Tesla?
Tesla,
is that
Tesla, how you say? Tesla.
Tesla.
I say
Tesla.
Tesla.
I don't know. Time to play the game that didn't realize until today how passionate people are about putting grocery carts back. Do you question?
Yeah, you give us topics and events, we question them. Duh, that's the right thing to do. Put it back. You took it out. Yeah.
Do you question if glove size matters?
Okay, so one of the peripheral things about sports that I love so much is when you get fans that get elevated to a level of almost fame, but it's not by their real name, it's by whatever we choose to call them. Like there's Marlins Man, right? And then we've got a foul ball guy who catches all the foul balls. I think this is our newest, this is Big Glove Guy.
Oh, God.
Oh,
oh God.
Giant Glove, nothing. Nowhere near it. Ironically, the guy who caught that is a foul ball guy. It's the famous. But I think now we need to make Big Glove, No Handles Guy the most famous that we have.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the size of the glove. It's how you use it. And he did not.
I really didn't.
I regretted it. Once you said it, I regretted it.
I like it.
I'm gonna steer this off where everyone's minds are. The problem isn't that it's a big glove, it's that he's an adult man with a glove at a ballpark. Can we talk about that generally? Remember when Jim Harbaugh used to show up at games with a glove? Like I'm sorry, that is extremely lame.
I agree. Also, I feel bad for him because all the women that he passed on the way in didn't even get to see him catch an actual ball. So
if you look, he just needs to take one step to his right. He doesn't have to move very far to get it, but he doesn't even try. If you're going to bring a big glove like that, you got to sell out for the ball.
But that's the thing, Katie. Guys with big gloves don't think they have to move. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I ruined it again. I ruined it again.
It was worth it, I think. I think it was worth it.
We can't use any of this.
How much of any of this can you use? I mean, do you need us to do it again?
Do you question the level of pickup basketball being played?
I do love watching pickup basketball as highlights on ESPN. This is a high-level pickup basketball game. Trey Young's here. Jordan Clarkson.
Hey, Trey.
Wow.
A lot of NBA players.
Is that Boban?
Yep.
Yep. Tobias, what up?
And Adam Sandler.
I love you just snuck him in.
How did this come to be? Like, what are we watching?
Playing. But where is he playing?
So many questions. I don't know if
some handles.
Here's the brilliant thing about Adam Sandler is that he is in that clip to just like say hi, and then he hits one shot, and then you don't see him again. But the thing is, he's wearing like the same color scheme as Boban, so there's times where you're like, was that Adam Sandler? And no, it was Boban. He's only in that first clip where he hits that like kind of weird looking uncontested shot.
I think that because of the criticism of that, like people being like, okay, you showed Adam Sandler, but where is he? Shaq came out and was like, nah, Adam Sandler can actually hoop a little bit. He's like, nah, he can't like hoop with a bunch of professional NBA players, but he can like, you know, Gold's Gym hoop.
That's my question. Like, if you're a bunch of NBA players playing basketball with Adam Sandler, is it like when people play basketball with Barack Obama and there was an understanding that they were not to play defense? Did I just compare Adam Sandler to Barack Obama?
To Barack Obama?
Yes, you're certainly not the first.
Do you question Mark Davis's new home?
I scrolled past a tweet about this on my timeline, and it said something about Raiders, and then I just saw the picture. You know how you just kind of see it? And I was like, wait, is that the stadium? So I scrolled back up. No, it's a $14 million house that Mark Davis is building in Nevada. It looks like a transformer. The pool is bigger than the square footage of my apartment. I just don't understand who looks at Mark Davis and is like, this guy's got artistic vision. This guy's aesthetic is exactly what I want to emulate. $14 million. The pool has little pools inside of it.
It's a $14 million home that looks like a 14-year-old's idea of what a supervillain's mansion is. Only the 14-year-olds in the 1950s, honestly. Like, that is what people in the 50s thought the future looked like. Mark Davis's home.
Yeah, it looks like it was constructed by Minecraft. The weird thing to me is that somewhere there was a lady that works at Fantastic Sam's and cuts a dude's hair to look like a toddler who just discovered scissors and doesn't realize that dude goes back to that house.
Yeah.
I hope he tips you well.
Really well.
Do you remember the Tesla truck? That's like the Tesla house. That's what that is.
Wow.
Like that house plugs in somewhere, right?
Wait. Time out. I'm not going to gloss over the fact that you just said Tesla. Ooh. Is that, you don't say Tess, you just say, do you say Tesla?
Tesla.
Is that
Tesla. How you say Tesla.
Tesla.
I say Tesla.
I don't know. And my husband drives one.
Run the tape. You said it in such a, it's, I don't know, kind of an aristocratic way. You said Tesla.
It was her Australian accent.
Tesla, mate.
Up next on HQ.
That barking sound. I've never heard you do that. And I kind of liked it.
I liked it too.
Good, right?
It was like, I was scared in a way that I was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, just, yeah. You got to make the face. Exactly.
Do it again.
Time to play the game that knows Georgia is going to dunk on Clemson this weekend. See or no?
Oh, you tell us on television tonight and we tell you if we're intrigued or not. You know that us getting that right means that Clemson's going to dunk on you.
Oh, I know. The fact that I just said that on national television means we're going to get dunked on. Thanks, Charlie. With friends like these.
On TV tonight, 16 college football games.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know me. Lifelong college football fan. LSU, I've always loved college football. It's my biggest sport, and I'm an LSU fan for life. Tonight, the biggest game, what do we got? Minnesota, Ohio State? But what we have for you today in this clip is the first point scored by Nebraska.
Isn't this your team, Mina?
No, not right now.
No.
Not at this moment in time.
You embarrassed?
Yes. Okay. Honestly, yes. No. I'm not even going to make a joke. I am. Mm. Oh, God.
Mm. Yeah. Think a punter
can be a captain. Is that how that's supposed to go?
No.
But Mina, are you intrigued?
I'm not. Okay, so I will address the Nebraska fandom thing. I was born in Nebraska, and I was born a Nebraska college football fan, and I fell in love with the sport of football because of Tommy Frazier. Now, a child would not have that experience watching Nebraska football, and I will just leave it at that.
That's good. So you are a fan? Or you aren't a fan?
I just don't want to get made fun of again.
Okay. L. Duncan, are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued. Yes, college football is back. I am very much looking forward to Minnesota and Ohio State. I'm also looking forward to Saturday because my dogs are back, guys. And that means for the next 3 to 4 months, you're going to hear me doing this quite a bit on SportsCenter.
Hur, hur, hur.
Go Dawgs.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Sometimes dogs go and they go out both ends. Just as a person with a dog who's currently dealing with this, they might just at the same time that they, and then that would be bad for you. So I'm
I feel
wishing,
very seen.
Yeah, I'm wishing you the best, but.
That barking sound, I've never heard you do that. And I kind of liked it.
I liked it too.
Good, right?
It was like, I was scared in a way that I was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, just, yeah. You got to make the face, exactly.
Do it again. All right, that's it for Highly Questionable. They're not going to use this because it's still got the bars on the side, but that's Mina Kimes, that's L. Duncan. Google them, find them, love them. They're my friends.